O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
The responsive psalm reading is Psalm 51, and that's found on page 134. We will read it half verse by half verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity,
and cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my transgressions,
and my sin is ever before me.
Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight,
that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity,
and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts.
And in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me to hear joy and gladness.
That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Hide thy face from my sins,
and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from thy presence,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation,
and uphold me with thy Holy Spirit.
Then will I teach transgressors thy ways,
and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation,
and my tongue shall.
O Lord, open thou my lips,
and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it.
Thou delightest not in burnt offering.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
The broken and the contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion.
Build thou the walls.
Then shalt thou be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness and with burnt offering and with whole burnt offering.
Then shalt thou offer bullocks on thine altar.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 45. Assemble yourselves and come and draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nations, they have not known knowledge. They set up the wood for their graven images. They pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient times? And who hath told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, and there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye as saved, and all the ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord, have I righteousness and strength? Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. So far. A reading from St. Matthew, chapter 15. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and he said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the master's crumbs that would fall from the table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. So far. Hymn 152. Please be seated.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon this evening is from Exodus chapter 12, and the sermon theme is the Passover Lamb. And I would like to read the sermon text. Speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th month of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and you shall take it out from the sheep. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire, unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where you are. And when I see that blood, I shall pass over. So far, please be seated. Of all the types of Christ that we have in the Old Testament, the Passover Lamb is the most beautiful and the most impressive of all. For several hundred years, Israel had been in Egypt, and for a very long time, they were treated very well. But then, because of a change in the government, the Israelites became oppressed, and they were thrown into slavery. Through all of this time, God was watching. And when the time came, he prepared an escape for them. God called Moses and sent him to the king, demanding that he release his people. But mere words made that totally impossible. So God sent a series of plagues, and every plague was preceded by the command, Let my people go. But the one thing that God wanted was the one thing that Pharaoh would not do. Finally, the patience of God was exhausted, and the 10th and the last plague was brought upon Pharaoh and his people. The Lord passed over the land and killed the firstborn of the Egyptians. But before God executed his judgment upon the Egyptians, he instructed Israel to take a lamb without blemish, kill it, and to roast it, and then gather the family together and eat it in the evening. And the blood of the lamb was to be sprinkled upon the doorposts. That was to be God's saving mark. Whenever the Lord saw the blood, he would pass over without bringing death to that family. That very night, the children of Israel were set free. And they left Egypt. But the Passover of old had a rich significance. It was designed to prefigure an event which God had planned from eternity, namely the salvation of the world. The Passover celebrated. It was beautiful, impressive. It was a type of Christ. It was his redemption that was to be displayed. And once again, as in the case of the offering of Isaac, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and Joseph and his brothers, this too has many parallels to the passion of Christ. The Israelites were in slavery, but they were freed by the power of God. And so mankind was freed from sin. Christ died to make us free. The Israelites were saved from death. And so Christ saved us from death, eternal death, and brought life and immortality back to light. And this truth is stated in the second article of the Apostles' Creed. Christ has redeemed me from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, that I may be his own. And in like manner, the Passover lamb is a type of Christ. It was without blemish, and not a bone was to be broken. The Passover lamb was fulfilled when John the Baptist pointed to Christ and said, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And this is the theme that runs through the entire Bible. Salvation through the blood of Christ. Now, as we think about that saving blood of that first Passover, which prefigures, if you will, the saving blood of Christ, there comes to our mind a dramatic incident in the passion story of Christ. When Jesus was before Pontius Pilate, Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent. Yet, he sends him to the cross. He sends him to death. But Pilate feels the need to cleanse his conscience, if you will. And he calls for a basin of water, indicating that he was washing his hands of this whole matter. And it was here that the crowd cried out, "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." Little did they know what those words implied. And little did they know that 40 years later, their city would be destroyed. And that put an end to the national life, if you will. Even today, they find no peace in the land of their fathers. When people harden their hearts to God's grace, when they dread their own conscience, when they refuse Christ's invitation, they are choosing their own eternal doom, as surely as did Pharaoh when he failed to listen to God or those that who cried out. And they cried out, "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." Now, although that was a dreadful cry by that mob, it too can have a beautiful and wonderful meaning for us gathered this evening for worship. Making that cry a personal matter and admitting that the blood of Christ is upon us also, we are guilty of his death. And we must realize that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Believe that his very own blood redeemed us, made us his own. It is my prayer that this may always be our song of triumph, that Christ has redeemed us not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that we may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness and innocence and blessedness. This is most certainly true. Amen. We will now receive our offering. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. If you would, please turn to page 16 if you want to, for the words of institution and the absolution. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
We continue our liturgy on page 42. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense. I'm sorry, I apologize. We haven't had communion yet, have we? Please be seated. our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This too is also as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Drink.
This is the true body. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for remission of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one your faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
keep. This is the true body. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Given to God and forgiveness of your sins.
Thank you.
Savior Jesus Christ, you shed remission of your sins.
Blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense. Beginning. is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended by you from the fear of our enemies, may pass through our time in rest and quietness. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.